All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the timingresearch.com crowd forecast news for March 4th, 2024. We are recording this at 1 p.m. Eastern time, and this is episode number 420. My name is David Cosmeter. I'm the creator of timingresearch.com. And today I have arranged for Anka Metcalf to be here to moderate. And also Sonny Harris is with us. And in case you have not heard about this yet, we are doing our fifth annual Women Teach Trading and Investing event that will be starting tomorrow, March 5th. And it'll be a three-day event, March 5th, 6th, and 7th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time each day. And so be sure to join us for that. We got a great lineup of presenters and teachers. So again, that starts tomorrow, March 5th at 10 a.m. Eastern time, and both Anka and Sunny will be doing presentations for that. So we get to hear today about what they think about the markets for the week. So go ahead and turn it over to Anka.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having us today. Hi, Sunny. It is always a great pleasure to have an expert trader to discuss the markets. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to David's show today. Sunny, we're going to be starting with you. Can you please share with us a little bit of information about what you do and for our audience to kick it off?
Sure. I'm a mathematician, a full-time trader, programmer, and author of 8 books, including the brand new Definitive Guide to TradeStation's Easy Language and OOEL Programming. I've been trading for 43 years. Let's see what else I do. And on Sunday nights, I send out a newsletter weekly. You can subscribe to that. I have a live trading room every morning. We're subscribed to that. It's been a lot of fun. We've been doing really well. And I have a free podcast where I interview famous traders and we get to know them. And my website's moneymentor.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much, Sunny. And let me share a little bit of information about myself. For those of you that do not know me, my name is Anka Metcalf, and I'm the CEO and founder of TradeOutLoud.com. I'm a professional independent trader. I specialize in equities and futures. I day trade futures for the first 2 hours, basically for the power hour every single day, and I have been doing that for a very long time. In fact, I have been in the industry as a professional independent trader for more than 20 years. I come with 10 years of investment banking as well. And I do run 2 services, one for futures day trading since 2017. This is the newest edition. And our Stock Swing Trader, which is 14 years old already, which I launched in 2010. And we do offer trading education for any asset. And I'm also an expert in finding high velocity trades, which means that we're finding inflection points on the technical charts based on price action. We are looking for these confluence areas in the market that deliver above average returns. In fact, you could see our track performance. We do have a portfolio performance since 2010, in fact, for 14 years. And I'm a designer. I'm the designer of the institutional proprietary trading system that we teach, which is based on price support resistance. But where there's more that meets the eye, because we're focusing, like I said, we're focusing on confluence areas. So areas that collide, that provide a lot more substantial foundation for our trades. Also specific trigger times, because I have been trading for so long, I have noticed that there are specific trades that actually trigger a lot better at certain predetermined times into the market based on price action, and depends on the time frame that you're trading. We do focus a lot on chart synchronicity and divergency. And what better example than today, where we had, you know, a complete chop into the market in the morning, and we've noticed some divergences, we noticed some relative strength, some relative weakness. For example, Dow started off a little bit stronger the day, along with Russell. NASDAQ was a little bit weaker at that point. So until they balanced out. So that's a little bit about myself. And now, without further ado, let's begin looking at the markets, because this is why we're here every Monday. And Sunny, I'm just going to ask you first, what do you think about the S&P? Does it still have room for higher? Do you see it higher? What do you think we can expect into the end of this week?
You asking me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I think it's going higher. Look, this looks like 1, 2, 3 to me.
Yeah.
And I think that this is the height of the 1 from here to here. The 3 has a little further to go before it hits a 4. So I do think we're going to see 5,200.
I have to agree with you. And we are in a very dynamic, strong market. In fact, in a very trending market. And if I could share the chart really quick, I want to share my thoughts on it. Let me see if I could take it away. All right. Let's see if I can share it right now. Let me know if I guess you guys can see it. Okay, perfect. All right. So if everybody could see
we're not it, we're not seeing it.
We're not seeing it. How about this?
Okay, now it's loading and now we see it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, David. I appreciate it. All right. So here I have the SPX, and we every year around the 3rd or 4th of January, we do with our members a projection meeting for the market indices, for stocks, for everything that is under the sun trading in charts. And we actually looked at the SPX. I'm going to go ahead here onto the monthly. And there is some, as you can see here, there are two levels that are highlighted. We have highlighted here. There are two levels of resistance that we're getting very close to. One is that 5180 area, in which we're getting very, very close to. And if we tackle this area, we can extend higher. Again, these are monthly charts, but these are the extensions for the upside, because remember, institutions need to have these measured moves. And this is the tradable void where the price action is literally getting pulled into. These are the magnet levels towards which the price is moving into. So this is, you know, my first target into it. We have been extremely bullish. And in fact, if you're looking here at the weekly chart, you can see that since we have the pullback, I would say very shallow pullback, January 1st, the SPX has been on fire and has the potential still to continue higher. However, caution at the 5180 level, that is really a strong extension level at this point. So any news that you're monitoring this week, Sunny?
Well, I'm looking for Fed speak here in the next couple of days. The market typically will do something scary during that time. So I'm on my toes for that one.
Absolutely.
I think today is just spinning sideways, trying to wait for tomorrow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Today, the fact that we didn't have any news, the market continued to be, you know, kind of like softly basing and not taking a lot of commitment. However, I do think that as we're getting into the core of the week, the price action is going to get more volatile, it's going to get more intense, and we're actually getting closer and closer to the FOMC meeting. If I'm recalling correctly, I think this FOMC meeting is actually the week of the 17th, I believe. I'm not really sure, so don't, you know, like, but I think it's, we're getting closer and closer. And I think that the price action is going to behave erratically and chaotically as we're heading into March. It's always like that, especially for futures indices, but also for the major ETFs, because we are definitely approaching the end of the quarter. We are having the quadruple witching option expiration, which is in a couple of weeks. We do have the contract roll, actually, that is going to come first into the futures indices. And then you're going to see definitely the volume split between the two contracts. So you're not going to get that much participation in either contracts for a couple of days to a few days. And after the quadruple witching option expiration, we're going to get back to full volume into the forward contract. Not only that, but within that week, when we expect the quadruple witching option expiration, we will have the FOMC meeting. So we have two elements that are going to contribute to a lot of volatility going on into the market as we're heading into the end of the month. So we have plenty of events, like Sunny said. We do have the Fed testifying, and he's going to be testifying Wednesday and Thursday. The rest of the week has also the potential of, you know, kind of being a little bit more to the thinner side, possibly tomorrow. We only have as a high impact release, the ISM services, PMI, and that's pretty much it. However, you know, we still have some Fed guys talking this week. Do you think that,
right,
you know,
the focus?
Yeah, and I personally think that the biggest thing is going to be Powell, you know, testifying, and possibly even the beige book, because it's somehow within,
right.
Yeah, within that spectrum of you know, timing.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, I think so too. Anything else that you're watching into the market for this week? Anything that, you know, is striking as a potential trade that you are watching, or, you know, a trading universe, a close trading universe that you would like to share with everybody?
Well, I watched my Sunny Bands indicator, which is all of my work is into the Sunny Bands. And right now we are just merrily steaming along up above the gold on top line on the dynamic moving average. So there's nothing to watch. It just, until it says negative, it's positive. And it's just about as positive as we could get right now.
Exactly. What do you think of the gold move?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I bought in when it turned down a couple of weeks ago. I bought some more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy about that. I'm also also happy about my NVIDIA trade.
NVIDIA.
I saw it going down.
Let me put NVIDIA.
Yes, please.
Right here.
Yeah. So I saw it making down this down move right to go to the left just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So right in there. See that down move?
This one?
No, to the left.
Three bar pullback? This one?
That one.
Okay, so three bar pullback here. Yeah.
That's where I bought in.
Yes, this is where I actually initiated, you know, another lot into it. I have been in NVIDIA. I have three big accounts for investing, and one for swing trading, one for very long-term investing, one for active investing, and one for swings. And every single pullback, I keep on adding and compounding, and I have this massive position in NVIDIA. I have actually started investing in NVIDIA March 1st of 2016.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so this goes a really a long way back. This is 2016 right here, when it was at $36, I bought it. So it's kind of like here somewhere. It was,
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. In the meantime, NVIDIA split. So anyways. These are the type of trades that are great for investing. Same with Costco, right? Look at Costco.
That's really good.
Yeah, Costco really good.
Costco,
exactly. Look at yes, massive breakout that happened. 600 was the blast off. We have four huge monthly bars since then. I mean, this is just very recent. This is just a couple of days here, Monday of today and on Friday, but. Other than that, this is a great. What are your thoughts of Walmart? Do you think it's going to follow the footprint of NVIDIA?
I don't think it's an NVIDIA, but I do think it's a hold stock. I bought right in this one. I re-entered right before the split.
Mm-hmm.
So I got extra shares on that, which is pretty cool. But I think we're looking at, what is that price on there?
The price is $59. Still very cheap.
Yeah, I think we're going to the 70s.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. It does have a lot of room for higher. Quarterly chart still impressively strong. And let's do some projections on this to see where it's at. Yeah, definitely a lot of room. 70 to 75 has a lot of room for the upside.
I agree.
So, what are your thoughts about AMD? Speaking of like these massive movers, last week we
Oh, wow,
blasted
yeah.
over this space.
Blasted up 3 days in a row. Up, bing, 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 up. Yeah, I think this is a big buy also. The congest, as soon as it broke out of that congestion, then that's a buy. There's a right here,
Absolutely.
there's a past high over to your left. And when you draw a horizontal line from that's what I call an attractor. Yeah, and see how price is attracted to that over and over again, and then straight on up.
Exactly. We have a
And it's
really
not
nice
on
base
high volume
quality.
either. So the volumes are yet to come.
Absolutely, absolutely. I still think that there's a lot of, potential for AMD and scaling in. And, talking about AMD, what are your thoughts about SMCI?
What is it
Talking
again?
about these crazy moves, right?
What is the symbol again?
SMCI. It's Super Micro Computer.
Oh boy.
This
So we have
is.
pullback and a straight up red
I
candle,
know.
which is
I
wild.
didn't take any. I don't have any position in this, and
Me
I
either.
kind of watched it grind higher. And to be very honest, I was looking at a breakout around 356, and I'm like, not another high price stock. And I was like, no, I want to look for something that is below $200 or below $300 for all my members, including for myself. It's like, no. Guess what? And then I said, move up. And then it moved up. And then it moved up. And I'm like, I don't want to watch it anymore. And it was in the news. It was in the news. And I'm like, I don't want to watch it. Please don't bring
Yeah.
it. Yeah.
This
And then
sounds.
this happened. And I'm like, oh my God, did
Yeah,
this
yeah.
gap? Yeah. And I'm like, no, it gapped up. And it's like, forget it. And here, I didn't even look at it anymore. So I stopped following it. And this morning, I looked at it. It's like, how can it be possible? I mean,
Yeah.
look at the move that it has had since January. So this is January 3rd to today. Like, oh my goodness,
Oh my goodness.
300%.
Wow.
Look
Wow,
at
that's just fantastic.
this.
No,
Is this
that's not
better
one
than
of
Bitcoin?
my. Yeah. This is not one of my holdings, though. But
No, it's
you know,
not.
the chart reminds me of an old cartoon with a guy on a roller coaster. And he said, the market goes up, the market goes down, you throw up.
Exactly. I mean, this is incredible. Talking about incredible stocks and incredible opportunity into the market. I mean, you're looking at a market that is so exciting and is just just super fun to trade. I mean, I know that. I'm having a lot of fun during the weekends when I'm basically doing the majority of my scanning. And I can tell you, like, wow, this brings a lot of excitement and a lot of
Yes,
opportunities
it
to
does.
grow your account.
I can't think of anything more fun to do, to tell you the truth.
No,
You know, this is
absolutely.
just, and I do it like you. All weekend, I'm planning my next week and writing my newsletter, and I'm just 7 days a week involved.
I know, and it's so exciting. I
It's
mean, I
so
wouldn't change it
exciting.
for the world.
Yeah. Can
Exactly.
you do one thing, Anka? Can you put that on a logarithmic scale instead of linear?
I don't think so.
Oh, let's see.
Do you want to share the chart? Share your charts.
Okay.
Take it away.
Okay.
Okay, so Janet is saying here in the room that SMCI got added to the S&P. That's correct.
Yeah. All right. So if we look at that way, and then we go to data, edit symbol, and scaling, and we're going to go semi-log right here. See it when you take things on semi-log, it takes the scaling and makes it scale to the actual moves instead of just straight up. Now you can see in the here, we can see this congestion at the top. So we've got a lot of congestion right up in here, and then we've got this great big move up. I think we're gonna have a couple more moves up and then a correction back down to my DMA. That's my guess.
I know. I mean, like, this is extraordinary. For example, I mean, this is the third month, straight up. I mean, it just started the third month, but if you look on the quarterly chart, this is like incredible. Like, this is outstanding.
Yeah, I don't have a quarterly chart, but I can look at it on a weekly chart or a monthly chart.
I mean, it's just a straight move up. It's just a humongous bar.
There's a monthly chart. It is. It's just a straight move up.
Yeah. The last 3 months have been just blasting higher.
Yeah. Well, it'll take a breather. They always do, but where, we don't know.
Absolutely. As long as the price action is strong, I think it should still, continue higher. And Sunny, I just had a quick question for you. Do you trade Bitcoin?
Yeah. Well, I trade Ethereum.
Okay. So you probably saw Bitcoin with a brand new high today.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah, the only Bitcoin trades that I do are via GBTC, and it has a brand new high today. But again, it's just like the SMCI is just gapping up and running higher, gapping up and running higher.
Yeah. I think it's got a little higher left to go. I think it might be a tentative move because, I mean, it's like you said, it's just gone straight up, and that doesn't usually keep on forever.
Yeah.
So it will take a breather, but I just don't know where. Looks like
No,
it
it's
could
just,
go up some more.
yeah, it's just crazy the way it has been moving, and it has been really crazy. And I know a lot of people, got very rich off of Bitcoins, and I was, I don't know if you tune in to Dave Portnoy,
No,
and, he's hilarious. And he was just talking today. He was, doing his thing, and he was like, yeah, so he's probably, just like myself, an individual that has not participated in the Bitcoin move. And he's like, you're going to see all these ultra millionaires, billionaires, that got ultra rich, that buy houses and vehicles because they only bought Bitcoin. So I was like, hey, what do you do for a living? I just bought some Bitcoin.
yeah.
Yeah, just buy some Bitcoin. And I
With the
just,
new, and I brought up Bitcoin here so you can see it. But
yeah.
with the 11 new ETFs trading in Bitcoin, it makes
Yeah.
sense for this to still continue on up until it absorbs all those new little ETFs.
Exactly. And then we had the crypto winter a couple of years ago, and now it's revving up again and it's blasting
Well,
higher.
look where it is. It's at 67,210.
It's crazy.
We only
And
have to go to 73 to make a new high.
yeah, exactly. So I've noticed the pattern into it. Like it's blasting higher, basing, but it's only basing for a couple of days or 3 or 4 days, and then it's just continuing higher again. It's just insane.
Yeah, it is. But it's
Yeah.
fun.
It's fun. Like I said, it's such a fun market. It's definitely a lot more fun trading in 2024 than when I first started trading. It was boring when I first started trading. It was not as exciting as it
Well,
is when,
when
I
I first
mean.
started, it wasn't boring because I had no clue what I was doing. So until you figure it out, it's not boring.
Yeah. I mean, to me, when I started, it was just, it wasn't there wasn't so much excitement around the market. Now everybody seems to have access to an account, whether it's Webull or Robinhood or regardless of the funds. When I started, you had to have a lot of money to, to start trading. Only the commissions alone were like $10 in, $10 out. So,
When I started trading, they were $50 in, $50 out.
wowzers.
Yeah.
Now that's what I talk about. That's commission.
Yeah.
That's commission.
And the
So, do you
market.
think? Yeah. Do you track or do you follow these stocks that are related to Bitcoin, like Riot and all the other stocks?
I don't. You want to bring up some of those?
Oh, if you want, sure. Like Riot, RIOT. I mean, we do have a lot of time, so. If David allows, because he's mostly into S&P and tracking the S&P, so I hope, David, that's okay with you.
Oh yeah. We just start with that, and then yeah, whatever you guys want to talk about, that's great.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Because I think it's so we're literally trading in such an interesting market where everything is just so,
Yeah, there's a lot
chaotic.
going on out there.
Apple down. Yeah, Apple fined by the European Union Commission this morning, like 1.7 billion or something like that. And Apple is down. That's an interesting topic and an interesting discussion as well.
What happened?
Because It was fined. I forget what it was exactly, but see if I can find. Okay, so the European Commission fined Apple 1.95 billion. Correction, for unfairly monopolizing the music streaming app market. So yeah, Apple down. I think that Apple is going to rebound. You have that yellow horizontal line, which is massive support.
See all over here and here and here again and here again. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It could be done, but I don't see any support right here that's real.
No, it doesn't have any support. I think it's going to go to your yellow line.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, it could do whatever. That's my thought, you know. I mean, let's just watch. I think it's very interesting
If
to watch that.
I drew a fib line from here to here on this. This is six. This is 687.
So yeah, it's a little bit below, like just by eyeballing it, a little bit below
Yeah.
50%. So yeah.
Yeah.
So that may be a very appealing area as it's approaching that 165,
180.
166.
Oh, look, it's right
Yeah.
exactly that 618. That was pretty
Nice.
eyeballing, Sonny. So,
Is
yeah, it could bounce from there because of that alone.
it? Yeah, isn't it funny? Like, we don't even pull up our fibs and we go, like, yeah, below 50, it's below this.
Yeah, you do
Like,
get used, you can see them after a while.
absolutely, absolutely. The invisible lines. Yeah, but I think there could be like a buying opportunity in Apple. I mean, let it marinate into this. It's still into, you know, kind of like in turbulent waters. It's still in the storm, but once it's finding some support, it's gonna go back up. Like it's the classic case, like with everything that you know, gaps down on missed earnings or estimates or anything, and it gaps down, and once it finds support, it's rotating back up.
Right. This one's fun to trade, though, as is Tesla. Both of them have a lot of movement in them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this
Just like
one.
Palo Alto. Like Palo Alto, very interesting. Have that
What's the symbol?
PANW, the one that Nancy Pelosi
Look, this
is
dropped to the 200 moving average and bounced.
Exactly. Look at it. Yes, we talked about it in the trading room. I had traders that took it. I didn't take it over 276.50, and it's just crushing higher. It's coming from that beautiful minor support from the left-hand side. So all that resist, all those re th those are the ones, those resistance points became the new support, plus added support from that 200 SMA. Gorgeous move to the upside.
Yeah, and that
See,
moves
this is a
exactly
perfect
to the.
example. Yeah, this is the perfect example of a stock that is gapping down on bad earnings or guidance. I forget what it was. Anyways, gap down on earnings, and then it rotated and what and went back up. So, you know, this could be the story of Apple very, very soon. So monitor every single day on any kind of daily rotation off of any support that it has the potential to do the same thing like what Palo Alto did.
And
So I
watch
think.
it goes right up here to the flat DMA. That to me says that's as far as it's going to go back down because the purple line of the two gold and purple's on top, so it's going to go back down.
Yeah, it got rejected at that point. And again, now we have to see the you know, what it does in comparison, you know, when we take into consideration that 200 SMA, because it's go if it's going to do a shallow retracement and then a rotation, it's going to snap back up. And today we have, you know, quite a substantial bottoming tail, and we already have the third day down, and it could be getting ready for another push. So I'm gonna watch this one for tomorrow above today's high. So if tomorrow we trade above today's high, it's gonna be a buy for me.
And the way I would trade this one is if it closes above the DMA, then it's a buy for me.
Yeah, I would just scale in early and then I would add along the way.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So anything else that you are watching? Any
I
sectors
love
that
Tesla. I like to watch Tesla. Let's bring that up. I spell
Yeah, bring
it.
it up. Tesla's down today.
Look
It
how that
broke
looks
that
like
mini
Apple. Up
day.
and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
And with each move, we've got. Here, not 190, we've got 30 points in each move.
Mm-hmm.
You can just pick off 30 points over and over and over.
Yep. Tesla's 7 point, yeah, 7% down today.
That's a big one. That's 14 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a really big move to the downside.
Maybe I need to buy some more.
Yeah, so Google, Apple, Tesla down today on pressure. And then we have some energy stocks. CVX is down.
Look here, right to the 200 on Google. That could work that same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I would watch for a price rotation off of that point. Although, you know, that's a solid red, right? Solid red bar.
Yes.
On Google. So I would think that if we have like a 5% down day, I would watch tomorrow to have an inside day. And then I would go for an inside and out off of that and having today's low as the risk for the trade. Mm. That's how I would that's how I would play it.
You want to
say today?
You said energies.
I was looking earlier this morning at XOM, CVX, COP.
That's they at were CVS.
CVX. X. CVX. Oh,
CVX.
Yeah. CVX.
I didn't get it. Yeah, I got it. CVX.
Yeah.
So there's that one. What do you think of that one?
With CVX today, getting rejected from the 200 SMA at 155 again. So it's hovered there for such a long time for, I think, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. So more than a week from February 16th all the way to February 26th. And it got rejected there and the price actually came back down. I am just going to leave it alone for now. I don't have any kind of bias. It has support at 139 and resistance at 156. Super, super wide. Anything can happen within that range.
Yeah.
I really don't like it that much.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. Intel had a great move today. Finally sprung up. Speaking about the 200 simple moving average and the significance, right? It bounced off of that 200 simple moving average on the daily beautifully. I'm mistaking. Not the 200 SMA. Bounced off the 20th. I'm sorry about that.
That's up.
Sorry. Yeah. Just beautiful, beautiful move to the upside today.
It is.
What is it? Yeah. It's up over like 5% or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very nice. Very nice.
And I think that's going to carry through.
Yeah. What do you make of financials that are super strong? I'm seeing, I don't have my charts up right now, but I'm seeing JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs has been in a massive, massive, massive base.
What's the symbol for?
GS. GS for Goldman Sachs.
Well, that's just, I call that a meandering up move.
Exactly.
It's moving up, but it's chopping its way all along.
Yeah. And I think as long as financials are going to remain strong, the market is not going to get weak at this point.
Well, we've got some couple of banks that are really having trouble right now. They haven't announced anything negative, but they're having trouble financially.
Exactly. But at the same time, we still have Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Schwab. We have Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi. So super strong. PNC, USB, RF, still some regional banks. Fifth Third Bank, which I'm in that trade already. But they're so strong. They continue to lead the market. I finally trailed out of American Express. I traded American Express the whole month of February. And it has been so strong. So strong. It finally did a small daily reversal. And I am like, yes, at the first reversal from green to red, I'm out.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. We've been in this once from 204. So, and it was the one that it was grinding a little bit higher. If you're looking at candlesticks and price action, it wasn't that great, but it advanced almost every single day.
Yeah, look at that. One of the tech stocks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that one looks like it could continue up too. Let's look at something here.
Mm-hmm.
In a monthly. Yeah, it could continue on up. Up, down, up, down, up. kind of down, which is encouraging.
It has been really, really strong.
Yeah, it has been.
Very, very strong.
Let me put up one. ARKB is Kathy Wood's new.
Oh, yes.
That's her new Bitcoin fund, ETF.
Yeah.
So she opened here and just, you know, like most IPOs, just went down, 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 down. One, yeah. Two, three, four, five. Quite well.
Doing really well.
Not bad for a new one. And I'm also what's the next one that's coming out? It's the
Reddit.
Reddit. R-E-D-D?
R-D-D. Maybe?
I think it's R-E-D-D.
R-E-D-D? Okay. I
think so. Yeah. Oh, no. R-D-T. R-D-D-T.
That's it. Okay.
And it's not available yet. So
it's not available yet. It's going to come out by the end of the month.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, my recording has stopped. It says the disk space is efficient. I don't know what happened there.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me see if I can.
That's fine. I got both of mine working.
You do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, because I have plenty of space.
And Janet wants to, what's the symbol for dollar? No, I don't know if it's a dollar. Do you know? DXY or
DXY, what? DXY. Yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So Janet wanted to look at the dollar. So we've got that churning along here. Stocks seem to have two flavors that we've looked at today. They're either choppy like this, mm-hmm, or straight up.
Or straight up. I mean, this is the kind of market that if you're not in already, very few opportunities to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not many stocks are lining up because they're super extended.
Yeah. What did you want to look? She wants to look at dollar and crude oil. We just SMCI, we got that. We're caught up on the notes.
Okay.
So there was that Kathy Wood one. And then I've been watching. We looked at Walmart, didn't we? I've been watching Walmart. I have some of that. And I've got NVIDIA. We look at that.
Okay, Janet is saying that she would like to take a look at either USO or either USO or CL, oil futures.
There's USO.
They're basically in the same technical pattern, so we can look at any one of them.
And we've got an attractor. I call these things attractors.
Okay.
We've got an attractor right under this, so it could test back to that orange line and then go on up.
I am in crude oil futures from $79, and I'm in USO. I have been in USO since last year, so for long term.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
This is up at the upper outer band on the sunny bands. It's up at the 70, no, 80 level now.
Mm-hmm. Janet, my thoughts on oil is that it already, if I could share the screen real quick. So I just want to share just why. There you go. Okay, I think you can see me right now. All right, so I just put NEM now, and we're going to take a look at oil in just a sec. Okay, so you asked about NEM, so NEM is back up right here, but I'm a little bit concerned because it's trading right into resistance, so it has this band of resistance from this prior low, and see that it had some issues here. It created the double bottom before the breakdown, and now it's getting back here. And now it's going to be about a test to see if it price is going to break above this resistance or if it's going to get rejected and it's going to have another leg down. So from this point forward, I think it's going to be a day by day case. Because, for example, going into tomorrow, wherever it's going to close for the high today, it could potentially issue a continuation higher that may actually get into that 35 zone. And this is on the daily chart. And also on the weekly chart, you could see that it has been in a downtrend. And it's really not that conclusive volume wise that it's going to, that buyers are going to return back into this stock and continue higher. So these are just my thoughts. I don't want to discourage you, but this is not something that I would get into. I would just leave it alone for now. All right. So as far as the oil goes, this is crude oil futures. And what I did is I actually took it at $79. And it's 79 even for me right here. And the reason for it, I'm going to zoom in so you can understand my train of thought. Okay, first of all, we have this 200 simple moving average onto the weekly, and we created a triple bottom. This is the first bottom, this is the second bottom, and this is the third bottom, which is very consistent. What I looked for is, and I actually got it last week, where you could see the green bar that already took out the prior week's red bar. This is the strategy that I call this bull sandwich. Or this is the RBI. This is the red bar ignored, where bulls are taking, you know, a little bit of break from the rally and trying to assess whether buyers or sellers are going to step in. And because we took off the high from yesterday, buyers came back in equal volume. So we're actually into expanding into a tradable void. $82 is going to be the first target that I have. And because I'm holding it for longer term, and with everything that is, you know, happening geopolitically wise, I decided to get into USO actually last year. So I got into somewhere here last year. But $90 is where I see it go into the tradable void. In fact, into this high right here. So we'll see. Also monitor, yes, monitor seasonality. It's not a bad idea to monitor seasonality, but remember that is just a tendency. It's not technical. So look for technicals and also look for, you know, whatever is happening. Let's say,
I call
worldwide, geopolitically.
I say price trumps everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's
so
the power.
Have a great prediction going on and price does something else, your prediction failed, change your mind, do some more research, you know, change your mind on it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, seasonality is fine to look at it. And definitely, if you look at seasonality, you're going to see that, for example, in the S&P, I don't have the seasonal chart here, but I can try to find it.
I don't have those on mine.
Let me see if I can find it here. I do have seasonality here, but I don't know if it's going to show it here. Okay, season. Okay, so this is March. Okay, I wanted to see like the technical image of it, but this is good enough. And hold on a second. Let's just put it on S&P, PX. There it is. All right. So you can see like the March seasonality, right? Typically March seasonality is a positive March, April, May, right? And then you have, you know, just June, July. And if you're looking at oil, just wanted to bring that because I like to look at both the SPX and oil together. Here it is. You're pretty much going to see the same thing. So March is higher. You can see March higher, April higher, May and June into the pullback. But again, these are tendencies. This is not anything that is technical. Just go by technical, like Sunny said. You know? And then here you have July, which is higher again. Okay, you can see it here in 68% of July, right? Percentages were into the positive. I mean, it's okay to look at seasonality. I look at it. I look at seasonality at the beginning of each month to see, you know, where it is and where it's at. But and anything that I trade, but don't. It is really not that significant. It's really not that significant. What is very significant is basically, you know, price action trends, 200 SMA trend lines, like Sunny just said. You know, like look at price, where it's going to pull back into. Price action is key. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. Other than that, it was in this case. Yeah, it was in this case, not a great month for oil, but yeah. So exactly. And Janet, you were talking about an election year. Yes, election years are by definition bullish. Okay. So they start slowing down, believe it or not, not in the summer months, but they start slowing down with September. So September, it's literally one of the messiest months in election years. October has a tendency to be a bit more sideways as you're going into election because the market likes certainty and definitely a lot of uncertainty into each election. So I think we're heading really fast. I don't know when the time, went by so fast, but all right. Sunny, anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, I've got this one chart up I'd like to share for.
Yes, please share.
Just one for the euro dollar.
Oh, okay. We haven't talked about currencies.
No. So can you see my screen now? This is the euro dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't this
yes.
look just like that other pattern? There's either an up pattern or a choppy pattern to the mm-hmm. market these days. So we've got a really choppy pattern in it, and it's
very choppy.
And it's ending up sideways there. So flat DMA. And I extend that horizontal line across. It hits here again and here again and here again. And now it's hitting it from the bottom here. We've got higher prices coming this way. So we've got an uptrend.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's
mm-hmm.
a megaphone.
It's trying to do that.
So if we go from here to here and then do it once more here, kind of a megaphone pattern. And this could come up and hit this orange line from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think would be most likely.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting whether it's going to break above or get rejected.
Yeah. Well, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean this is a good time for me to go to Paris or not? I can't
spring
tell.
Spring is always beautiful in Paris.
That's true. It really is.
Yeah.
I like to go in May and September.
Oh, that perfect month.
Yeah, because it's not too hot, not too cold, not too much rain, just pretty.
Yes. But yeah, the euro dollar, euro has been a little bit stronger lately, but I wouldn't say that it's in a significant type of way, very, very strong.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like the dollar. So the just because the dollar, I mean, the truth of the matter is that they're still basing.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're not yet out of the woods.
No.
And
no,
yeah.
It's not a straight trend yet.
No. And it, exactly. And for the last like 3-4 sessions, it still has been struggling, even though it has been grinding a little bit higher, like Sunny shows over there. It's still not yet out of the woods. And I'm sorry, did I say last 3 days? No, the last 3 weeks. That's what I meant to say. It has been very, very, and it's into that key psychological level of 1.1, right? It's 1.1, the price and the euro dollar. And that's where the problems are coming from.
Yeah.
I think it's, I would go ahead and say like, for let's say for myself, I would be bullish over 1.1200, and I would be bearish under 1.04.
Really?
Those are my it's to me it's a teeter totter type of trade. It's it's kind of like teasing buyers and sellers, but I would choose that 1.2 for bullish,
mm-hmm.
and I would choose that 1.04 for bearish.
Yeah, that makes sense. I still don't.
I'm not very excited about the euro dollar, to be honest.
No, I don't like this chart.
No, me neither. But
if currencies tend to trend, that so they say. Well, I don't see the trend in this.
Mm-mm, no, definitely not. And if you look at it, I mean, look at the chart. It's so sideways.
Mm-hmm.
It's super sideways. If you look. Even if you go far out, on a monthly, if you go far out on a quarterly, if you go far out, even on a yearly chart, which is insane, it's still very, but that 1.2 level that I spoke about before, I'm just looking at it now on yearly charts.
Yes.
And it shows a strong inside and out potential over 1.12754. So that would be the bullish above level.
Mm-hmm.
And bearish, bearish below that 1.04. Yeah, strong yearly signals.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong. And again, the dollar is going to move a lot, especially into election.
Yeah.
As we're getting closer. Yeah. Volatility.
The dollar moves a lot into, then so will Ethereum and Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. Yeah. So, Sunny, do you have any events that you're preparing, let's say next week, or because we're going to talk about what's happening this week. We want everybody to be here with us. I know you're going to be presenting
on Wednesday.
You're going to be presenting on Wednesday. I'm going to be presenting tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And do you have any other events that you have scheduled? Or
today I'm doing a free happy half hour. If you want
to nice.
Send me an email, what we do is we just visit. It's a way for traders to make new friends. We just talk about what we do and introduce ourselves. And then we ask questions, tell stories, or, you know, ask technical things. Sometimes we have easy language questions. Sam Tennis is always there. So if you've got anything about TradeStation or easy language, he's the guy to ask. And we do it on the 4th of every month at 115 California.
This is awesome. So you guys heard it.
That's in just a little while.
Yeah. And I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, the 5th annual Women Teach Trading and Investing starts at 10 o'clock. It's going to be a 3-day event, March 5th through the 7th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern. And we have literally over 20 live presentations throughout this period. And we're so excited that we're going to have a lot of traders, not only from the fields of, you know, trading, technical trading, but or investing, but trading psychology, which is so important, right? So we're very excited to welcome everybody. David is opening the doors at 10 o'clock, and I can't wait. I think this is my favorite yearly event.
O'clock a.m.
Sorry about that. That's my clock, lady.
All right. So, all right, David, we're going to tune it back to you. I hope to see everybody tomorrow back here. And it's going to be a really amazing 3 days.
Yeah. So, yeah, looking forward to that big event. So, as Anka said, it starts tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time. And it'll be going Wednesday and Thursday as well. So to access the live event, if you haven't received an email about it yet, you can just come straight to timingresearch.com, and there's links all over the site to access the room while we're in the live event. And then of course, along with this show, all of those recordings will be recorded, or all of those presentations will be recorded individually and posted to timingresearch.com as soon as I can get the recordings processed. So, just to remind, in addition to that, you can also search for Timing Research on YouTube, Substack, or your favorite podcast app to get the recordings that way as well. So just want to thank my guests again for today, Sunny Harris of MoneyMentor.com. And again, she will be on at 2 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday will be her presentation. And Anka Metcalf of TradeOutLoud.com. And she will be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern time.
Yay.
All right. So
I have to say, David, this is my favorite event.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. It's so awesome. Yeah.
All right. So that's it for today. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Sonny.